I don't know what the
So since apparently we weren't going to play an intro.
Dude, no, I'm trying to play one. I'm trying to fucking play one. I just uploaded some fucking shit. Now it's not here. Hold on.
I was like, I got tired of waiting. I was like, we're going with Jesus is just all right with me. Jesus is just all right. Oh, yeah.
That's bullshit. Blog Talk, I just fucking uploaded it. Like, right before
we
went live.
It's all right, man. We can't. It's all right for us to, you know, give some shout-outs to the man upstairs. Nothing wrong with that.
Thank you. No, big shout-out. Big love to the man upstairs, Carl. Is that what we're talking about?
No. Carl's
talking about, are we talking about Jesus Christ Day?
Jesus Christ Day, man.
Jesus Christ Day. Everyone, big shout-out to my...
Do you really must find yourself, like, in a real conundrum, you know? I mean, because your Mexican heritage probably wants you to be Catholic, and, you know, then you've got your Jewish heritage wanting you to be Jewish.
Dude, you don't even know how true that is. Like, everybody in the family's, like, at dinner, and they're eating, like, meat and cheese and fish and goat and pig, and we're, like, cooking on separate plates and pans. It's horrible. It's not even right.
You're so full of shit. You're full of shit.
Oh, my God.
No,
you
dude,
can't.
Fucking hardcore Orthodox Jews, man, probably want the kosher food, bro. They don't want to be mixing it with no goat.
Well, no, you can't cook, like, meat and then dairy in the same stuff. You can't put it on the same, you know, you can't mix that shit. That ain't kosher. You know, like, you can't go and have a ham and cheese sandwich. That just ain't going to fucking fly. And by the way,
yeah,
I know,
bro, that's what I'm saying.
Are hoping they tuned into the right show. Yeah, you did. I'm re-uploading my song, and I'm going to fucking hear it, and then we're going to start the show. So right now, this is like a pre-show show. I can't believe it didn't, like, save everything I just uploaded. I uploaded a bunch of audio clips. By the way, you should have joined us for Mike Tyson. Oh, I'm sorry, brother. That was cool. But you'll be hearing it real soon.
I figured I would be hearing about it.
Why isn't it playing? Or why didn't it save what I uploaded? That pisses me off.
I think you did something wrong, fella.
Did I do something wrong? Never. I'm not that kind of person. I'm a God-fearing, loving U.S. citizen who owns guns. Okay, here we go. Is that up? Yeah. Okay, we're going to play some songs and we'll be back.
Okay, folks, we'll be back.
Smoke.
Company always on the run, a destiny. Oh, it's the rising sun. I was born a shotgun in my hands behind the That's why they call me Bad Company. I'm a
time for the Rogue Show. Big shout out to all our kick-ass sponsors who support this program every week. Clock Tower Pub, MMAMadhouse.com, Vision Smoke Shop, Clinch Custom Mouth Guards at GetClinch.com, Ink Tank Tattoo, Jax Media, JaxMedia.ca, Go Fight Live TV, Revolver MMA, RearNakedSmoke.net. Welcome to the show, motherfuckers. I guess Jeff pussied out already.
He's going to blame it on the internet. He'd be like, crash, my internet crashed. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Blog
Talk can blame whatever he wants. Blog Talk threw me off. I'll tell you this much. It's the last show ever in the fucking studio. Hundreds beyond hundreds of crazy-ass shows have been done here. And I'll tell you what. It's kind of sad a little bit, but I'm fucking pumped because the new one is going to be so much better. Way better.
You think so, huh?
Yeah. I mean, the whole move, everything's worth it. I mean, I'm pumped. This weekend's really going to suck because I'm going to miss out on a ton of great shit, but it's worth it. It's going to take me a few days to get everything set back up and, you know... I hope it goes smooth. I really do.
Do you feel like it was all worth it?
Yes, I fucking do.
Did you stone the crow or did you get stoned with the crow?
I stoned the fucking crow. Hey, Top FC, link on rearnakedsmoke.net. Giving you big shout-out, Smoke,
yeah,
right now.
See, the only thing we want to watch tonight is Deep. In case you're wondering.
Hey, what the fuck? That's messed up.
What is it?
I logged out. When I was watching some Russian fights earlier today, the chat box is driving me just epically mad. I mean, it just kept bink, bink, bink. And I logged out of it. It looks like it logged me out of Smokes.
Yeah, it probably did, bro.
Yeah, but I was on another site all completely. So I'm back in, though. Everybody get over there to rearnakedsmoke.net. Check them out. Give them some love. Hey, by the way, I want everyone to know there's a fundraiser going on. There's a link right at the top of the page. It's for Beano. He got a little sick on the travels from the East Coast out to the beautiful West Coast. And I won't get into the specific amounts, but it cost our good friend Smoke a lot of money to save his turtle, or tortoise, I apologize. And homeboy's up, recovering. He was telling me that he had to hold his little arm out and try to find this, like, vein and shoot him with medicines in his vein. I was like, dude, that's gangster. That's some mad love for your tortoise, man. Beano, dude, that's some bad, bad love for him.
He should have just called you, bro.
I don't know, dude. Like, he went to a herpetologist. Is that what you call him?
Yeah.
Herpetologist. He had to drive, like, seriously. Dude, he had to drive all the way almost into Utah to find a herbologist that could help him. It was pretty crazy. He said, he the guy got real sick, and he had to do what it took to save him. But, so there's a donation page in there, folks. You know, this guy does a lot for the community of MMA, man. He's got one of the greatest sites out there you would ever want to go to find great fights. legal MMA and from, you know, local to international MMA streams and videos, 100% legal. But if you want to drop some money, you know, drop
a couple bucks. They could go to bobbysquire.org and check that out.
Bobbysquire.org?
I don't like giving them out the top secret website.
Oh, okay. I was like, yeah, dude, you're hot. But, guys, go over to the fundraiser. Do me a favor. Support local MMA. Drop a couple bucks. Drop $5, man. What is that, a joint? That's it. You know, look.
Hey, that will kill 200,000 motherfucking people, that much marijuana.
Dude, well, yeah, I don't disagree, but if everybody out there was that listens and likes MMA, just go over to rearnakedsmoke.net, donate $5, help him out, man. This guy saved one of his best friends, drove a state and a half to make sure he could find a good herpetologist to help him, and these guys have always supported us. They've been here in the studio for shows. They're good friends. We love and respect this guy and what he does for the sports. Go donate a couple bucks, man. Hey, if you're feeling generous, donate 10 or 15, but go drop $2 in there. Don't be a cheap fucking chintzy bastard. Drop a couple of bucks in there. It's not going to hurt you guys. Pass up a pack of cigarettes. Look, I smoke 2 packs a day. I can give up a pack to help him out. I mean, so you guys get over there and show him some love, man. Let's get some donations.
I think you should get 3 packs, bro.
Dude, I'm seriously thinking about fucking quitting smoking. Can you believe that shit? Well, look, dude, with the new move, the new studio, the new house, I'm thinking, why not quit, dude? Look, I quit everything under the sun. I mean, I've beaten them all, dude. Every monkey on the back, I've beaten off but cigarettes. That sounded fucked up, didn't it?
Yeah, he's beaten off a lot of monkeys, but just
I've heard that. I heard that about him.
I thought he was doing something else with the monkeys, but hey, you know, it's better. You know, it's better that he at least just admitted to jerking them off than what I was hearing.
Yeah,
dude, look, that law in Idaho that says you cannot force a monkey to fish off a giraffe's back is the greatest law in America. I want to know who in the fuck was forcing monkeys to fish off giraffe's backs. For real. You know, they got these stupid laws like, you know, or warning labels, and it's because somebody did it. Like a spoon label. We bought a pack of spoons the other day, and on the label it says, do not insert in any orifice. Why would you have to put that on a fucking pack of spoons?
Dude, why did they have to use to make sure I was 18 to buy duct tape? Because fucking people are so hard up for to do shit that, like, motherfuckers were getting high off of duct tape, bro.
How?
They were turning it upside down so the sticky part would be, like, up, you know, so it's sticky side up. Yeah. And then they would put, like, they would light it on the other side, and when the glue got hot and started to smoke, they would inhale that.
What the hell? That's desperate.
That's what I'm saying, man. What the fuck, man?
Well, dude, there's no different than, like, when we were in high school, that age group, because I didn't go to high school, I was already cool, married with kids, we used to buy gasoline. You know, we'd go down and spend $1 on gasoline, go home, dump it in some rags, fucking inside a container, and huff on it. I mean, dude, that's retarded.
Did you guys just couldn't go and get some beer? Get drunk?
Well, like, dude, like, I've tried everything, man. Every single drug out there at one point in my life I've done. I don't think you could name
everyone?
One I have done. Dude, I have tried. Dude, I have tried more drugs than need be by a whole football team, okay? I mean, like, I was stupid for a while there. I thought partying was, like, the coolest thing ever, like, traveling the world and doing drugs. I thought that was, like, life. I thought they could not
get
me.
That is life in your 20s. That's what you should do in your 20s.
Well, yeah, but not now. Now I'm, like, old and fucking wrinkly and fucking pudgy and shit. I want to sit around and, like, watch TV, you know, and ESPN all day, and fucking, I like trying to teach my dog to grab my slippers and bring them to me, you know. I mean, now I'm trying to get to that white picket fence kind of 50s all-America bullshit. That's not what my pace is. But back in the day, yeah, it was fun. I can't lie. How many people can say they've gotten high in 5 different continents? I mean, I can. So you're right.
I can't.
It's something important.
I've gotten high in 5 different states in one day, though.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking about.
I used to have a rule, dude, that, like, when I would go on road trips, that you had to smoke a blunt in every state that you would drive through. So some days, you know, you drive through 4 or 5 states, man, that's a lot of blunts to be smoking.
See, we used to do things like that, you know, where, like, we'd party town to town to town. Like, me and my first wife, when we were partying and traveling, like, our thing would be, like, we'd buy a bunch of dope and see how far we could get on that dope. And then when we got to that town, we'd stay for like 2-3 weeks, work, meet a dealer, build back up, buy a bunch of dope, and go to the next town. And we would do that all, you know, all over.
What do you mean you build back up? Build back up on what?
Money. Buy a bunch of more dope and then take another road trip. You know, stealing, thieving, you know, working a job, whatever it took. You know, we'd get a bunch more money.
What's the best heist you ever pulled off?
The one in Utah when we robbed the gun store, that was probably the greatest heist. Outside of Logan, Utah, we had robbed a gun store, and I made off with right around $40,000 worth of guns and ammunition before we got caught, which it took them a little bit to catch us. We were able to get rid of most of it. But I'll be honest, when I was partying, I would make some ridiculously good deals just to get high, like – you know, I gave away Michael Jordan's rookie card for a gram of heroin. You know, how stupid is that? It's worth way more than that, I guarantee it.
Wow, man.
So, yeah, that was the greatest score. The coolest score ever was I stole a van. Dude, this is no shit. I stole a van out of Texas. Me and a buddy. He was an Indian, believe it or not. By the way, Jorn, I was in Europe until 95. From like 93 to 95, I was really kicking it in Europe, mostly along the Austrian border in a place called Rodenbach, Germany. It was where I really, really loved. It's a great place. But so I still, me and this buddy get high. We steal this van. And we drive across country. Onion, dude, just outside of Spokane, Washington, north is a place called Onion Creek, Washington. And we had stopped on the side of, like, a local, you know, grocery store at, like, 2 o'clock in the morning and to bang some dope and, you know, party and, you know, whatever. And
on the
side,
you just pulled over. You're like, hey. You're like, hey. Hey, man.
Oh,
fuck,
yeah.
Man. The side of this fucking supermarket looks like a great fucking spot for us to just have a fucking shindig. Get
yeah.
the fucking rubber bands and the fucking needles out and let's just fucking throw down right here.
For real. For real. Now, you're talking – but this is – this is, what, almost 22 years ago, 21 years ago, okay? This is a different
so like
time.
93?
No, it had to be 18 years ago because it was the first year when I got back, so early 96.
Okay.
So this is a complete different time. You know, folks weren't as paranoid about society as we are today. So we literally stopped. We were there like 20 minutes, dude, you know, partying, getting our high on. All of a sudden, I look out, and there's like 25 cop cars circled around us. And I'm like, what the fuck? This is no shit. So there's a little mini bar in this van that we stole. You know, the old ones with the TV and the bed that floats down had a little mini bar in the wall. My buddy pulls the mini bar out, drops all the dope behind it, and shoves it back in. We come out of the car, they lay us on the ground, arrest us, put us in cuffs. We get to gym, we're like, you know, sitting there thinking we just got busted, you know, for partying. And all of a sudden he was like, you guys are the stupidest motherfuckers ever, robbing a bank in this town. And I'm like, what are you talking about? You know? So I'm like, dude, hold on, how high were we? You know, we start thinking about it. Did we rob a bank, you know? And we're like, no fucking way we were that high. So like, literally, about 2 hours later, they come in and they say, well, it was a mistake. Your license plate and van matched the description, and it was a white guy and a Mexican guy, and I was with an Indian guy, and it was one letter difference on the license plate. And, dude, so they're getting ready to let us go. And then they're like, but the license, your van came back stolen out of Texas. So we still got arrested, but not for a bank robbery. Well, no bullshit. And I dearly wish, Trey, if you're listening, you could call in and vouch for this shit. Because my brother, who Trey knew, we had told this story once before to him and some friends of ours. About a year later, at a used car lot, was that van. We broke into it and stole the dope back out of the wall behind the mini fridge.
Now, that's what I'm talking about.
That's the coolest heist. Because what happened with it. But the best heist was the guns in Utah. I mean, and because I was a minor then, you know, I was able to kind of scathe a little easier than if I would have been a year older.
Was it at night or when people were there?
Oh, no, we broke in at night. Dude, when you used to go out of Morgan, Utah, up the canyon to Logan, it's... You know, it's like Idaho or like Oregon, like out in John Day, you know, smaller towns here and there, sporadic places. And this place was just like a mile off the freeway, dude. We were like, easy score, dude. Literally. Just drove up, tied a chain around the front door, gunned it, ripped off the front door, ran inside and filled up the whole fucking bed of the truck. That's, you know, we'd done that with, you know, like a couple of beer warehouses. You just smash in the big door. Right next to a pallet, you cut the plastic into the shrink wrap, and you just start shoving them over and then pull out, man, a minute, minute and a half. You know, and you still, you know, $5,000 worth of beer real quick. You know, kind of same thing with the guns. Just hauled it all. I'll never forget, dude. That was an intense, like, it sucks to say that, you know, like doing that robbery was probably just as good as any drug I ever did.
Oh, I bet, dude.
But it's weird because, like, the high wasn't done from, you know, like, snorting a line or ejecting yourself or anything like that. It was an adrenaline high, which was almost the same as, like, a good angel dust high.
Yeah, because that's really all angel dust is, isn't it?
Oh, man. We don't even talk about this shit. These people are like, what the fuck? Are we on Dr. Drew?
No, dude. This is – no, because, see, you know, I mean – the. This is what the people want to know, man. These are the stories that they're tuning into the roadshow for.
Dude, this is like all old shit. I'm not like that anymore. I mean, but...
Yeah, I know, but this is what made you who you are today, man.
Dude, you guys want to hear a story. Trey, don't be a bitch. Call in, because I know you're fucking listening. I saw you were online, and I told you the show was going live. Dude, this is no shit. Trey lived across the street from my high school, and... We became good friends, and because, once again, drugs involved, I ran down the principal of the high school with my car and took on a couple of football players with a hammer, and me and Trey became good friends, and one of the guys in the car who came to the car and, you know, got into it, I ended up, maybe 2 years later after the trial, ended up living with that guy and became good friends with him, you know. So just weird, you know. I met Trey. Trey was ODing, you know. He was pretty much dead. He was, you know, look at him now, man. Motherfucker running million-dollar jobs and shit when he's not in prison.
Did you give him mouth-to-mouth to keep him alive?
No, fuck no. No, fuck no. Dude.
What kind of a friend are you?
Oh, dude, I'm a good friend, but I'm not that good
of
a friend.
Had you already removed the contents of his wallet, thinking he was going to be dead, and then have to return them when he actually survived?
No, because I wouldn't have returned them. Dude, like,
you know, you always got to ask that, because I could see you probably being a guy that might jump the gun a little bit on that, and you might try to fake. You know, take all the goodies out of somebody's wallet, thinking, "Oh man, they're a goner. We get their stuff. It's like a will. You just didn't have
dude,
one, so you made it up."
When me and Trey used to party together, once this is a crazy story. We literally, Drew's wife now, okay? Her name's Ashley. And she's, me and her, good friends. I lived with Drew. We were all partying. And Drew were on a split. And literally, me and Trey had been partying for a couple of days. We decided to scrounge up all this money because we were at the bar with a couple of friends. We was like, screw it. Let's go to Louisiana and gamble on the boats. So we took $80, dude. And Trey ends up turning like 10 bucks into like 500 on the tables, like nothing, just quick as shit. I was like, wow. Dude, me and Trey partied so fucking hard for days to the point where everyone left us on the boat, went back to Texas. I called my boss at the time and got an advance on a paycheck so I could get home, and I stayed there for four more days partying on the boats, doing dope, just gambling. It was insane times. But you can't get away with that shit anymore like you could back then. You know, in 98, 99, 2000, you
could... See, that's when you could really party, bro, man. That's when I used to get fucking pure coke right off the boat, man, up in the harbor in Portland. Like 400
dude,
bucks an ounce.
Dude, down in the, like, the Del Rio area, you could get cocoa paste in, like, softball size for, like, 50 bucks. You just had to go home and dry it out and fucking sheathe it off with a razor blade. It was kind of gooey, but holy shit. Would that put your fucking dick straight up like a mast for a week? I mean, insane drug. But you can't do that. These days, like, you can't trust the drugs, man. Like, when we were partying, you know, you had pink champagne and peanut butter. You had your dope kept in a rice jar so it didn't, you know, melt on you, you know. These are things these kids today don't know shit about, man. Dude, we used to buy weed back in the day. Literally, the guy would just fill a zippy up, like a foldable sandwich zippy, like, you know, a couple fingers thick, and that's, you know, there was no, I'd buy a gram of this, you know, $500 ounces and shit. Fuck.
Dude, I remember the back in the day where you might go in on an OZ, a bud with a buddy of yours, and then you wouldn't even have a scale. You would just be like, one of you would split the thing in half, and then the other one would pick. Like,
yeah.
You know, and it was like,
but now these motherfuckers without a scale on their fucking iPhone, he's like, hey, that's 0.3 grams heavy on your side. You're like, hold on a second. You just run your finger across it, and you're like, okay, now we're even, asshole. Fucking douchebags. And you can't party with people anymore. Like, I see all the time these, like, meth kids on the news. It's like, Tommy robbed Stacy's house, who was his girlfriend. I'm like, huh? And it's like, Mikey and Willie had been partying with Thomas all night and robbed Thomas's house. I'm like, huh? Dude, we never robbed our buddies' houses. We didn't fuck our dude, like, I could do, like, a pile of fucking cocaine and heroin and leave it sitting there and go to fucking the store and my friends were like scraping it all up and taking off. Nowadays, you can't trust people. Drug addicts today are fucking bullshit. The people we partied with back in the day, they were responsible junkies.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I don't know. The other thing I don't understand is that these people nowadays, they just are, like, posting pictures doing all this shit. Like, man, if I was a fucking cop, I would just sit back and at my desk and just watch Facebook all day and be like, oh, yep, here we go. Let's just go over here to John's. That's, yep, they're buying some cocaine right there. I mean, they just might as well do this shit on the goddamn fucking television. Like, you know, dude, you know how easy it would be to bust prostitutes right now? All you got to do is go to any of these fucking sugar daddy sites and be like, hey, yeah, here. Oh, man, I'll give you some money and you can bang. Okay. Fuck, there you go. Hooking. You're fucking hooking.
See, that's the thing is, I don't get it. Like, when we partied, we had a circle of about 10 friends, you know. I took a bunch of buddies once up to and rented two suites at the top of the Hilton. I bought $3,000 worth of cocaine. Threw it all on the table and said, let's all party. And we did. You know, you do that today, dude, you're going to get robbed by somebody in the group. Somebody's going to snitch. Somebody's going to post a photo. You can't trust people these days, especially if you're doing drugs. You know?
Oh, yeah. No way, dude. There's no way, man. Because, like, you know, that's – fuck. I'm glad I wasn't in this fucking stupid social media craze frenzy, you know, during my party phase because, Jesus, man, I don't know if anybody would ever talk to me after seeing some of the shit I've done.
Oh, I agree.
Like, you know, those, you know, like the big fat pencils, like not the number two pencil, but the great big one.
Yeah.
You know, we used to do like rails like that, like 8-inch, 2-finger rails, you know, you're just fucking busting down an 8-ball and 2 snorts and...
Yeah, but see, like back then, partying was an experience, an adventure. Like, you know, me and Trey or me and, you know, the twins, me and Tommy, anybody in the circle, dude, we do up a bunch of dope, you know, part, ooh, head out and go hunting for 3 days, you know, take us, you know, a couple of 8-balls, you know, maybe some other party favors and, you know, get out there and we'd hunt and have fun and be just whacked out of our goddamn gorge in the fucking forest with guns shooting animals. You know, we'd go work on cars, man. We'd go and fucking, dude, we'd go do shit. You know, we'd go out to the movie theater. You know, we'd go to the bars. We'd go pick fights. We would do shit. Nowadays, these tweakers and drug addicts, like, hide in their basement until they look like a fucking Vampire Diary fucking fan. And they steal, rob, cut, screw your wives, all that shit, dude. It's fucked.
Or what about people nowadays that are selling fake drugs, man?
Dude.
Fake drugs.
Dude, I when I started getting out of the game is when I started noticing, like, sounds horrible, but I was at a point I was bad. You know, like I'd go down to into Bryan, Texas, and or into Houston, and I'd buy like a bunch of crack and then break it back down so I could shoot it. You know, that's when I started seeing like fake crack and fake cocaine. You know, and I just couldn't believe. Look, dude, you got a fucking guaranteed fucking customer. I got money, lots of it. I will give it to you. Give me the fucking dough. It's simple. It's not a hard concept. It's not something that's new. So why the fuck would you want to rip off somebody? Look, it's easy money selling drugs. I'm telling you, I spent $60,000 in less than a year on dope alone. Drew was my roommate. He couldn't. It killed him. He used to really feel worried about me, you know, because I was partying that hard. You know, so I got $60,000. I'm one of how many millions of people who party? That's why you got to rip them off. Just be a, if you're a dope dealer, be a fucking dope dealer and sell your shit. Don't sell crap and fake drugs and all that stuff. Hold on, let's see who this is. 3, 2, 1, who do we got?
Get your motherfucking shine box, bitch.
What are you calling in? Are you going to tell us some cocaine dealing stories there, Florida guy?
Sure. I'll tell you a tragic one.
No. Where... This is all about the fun shit. We don't want to hear about sad stuff.
Let's see.
They have a documentary called Cocaine Cowboys where Colombians and fucking everybody else are spraying each other in the 80s.
Like cats spraying each other or like with guns?
Like Uzi spraying in broad daylight, crazy stuff. Watch the documentary. I'm sure you've probably seen them more times than I have.
I have. I've seen that like 3 times.
Dude, Miami was built on the drug trade, bro.
Dude, Florida was built on the drug trade.
South Florida was built on the drug trade. Because they got another one about called Square Grouper, where they're talking about the marijuana pot trade out of the Everglades back then, too.
Yeah.
Dude, let me ask you, we won't say your name so that you can tell the truth, because no one knows who you are right now, because we haven't actually said anything. What was the craziest amount of blow you did in one night? And I'm not talking guys, I'm talking the drug.
Oh boy.
I just fucking with you, killer.
I have seen,
not,
I, was, I've seen a lot of crazy things in Florida in my younger days, you know, because coming from an entertainment background, when I used to throw shows like in the early 2000s, when the techno scene was big, there was a lot of crazy shit going on there when I was booking phone parties and running my phone bit all over the state of Florida. People were doing some wild shit, bro.
I tried X once. I took like 7 taps my first time, and I went to this rave.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. Blow your pulse down.
I was like, this is stupid, you know? I was like, everybody's dancing, big fucking deal. And then I went to church right afterwards, and I swear to God, the preacher was preaching right at me. He was talking about sinners and shit. And I just never got it, dude. I mean, like, I was tripping out balls, but I was just like, this is a waste of money. I never got
dude,
it. I was
worse. Some of my worst trips to church were, like, after a long Saturday night just doing fucking 100 rails and fucking drinking all night. And then you're like, well, I'm still up. I might as well go to Mass. And then the whole time you're sitting there, it's just like you said, you feel like the guy's talking right to you. You're like, fuck, man. Talk to somebody else. Leave me alone.
Yeah, I know. Don't look at me, motherfucker.
Yeah. You're like,
talking to you every time you go.
You're like... Shit, I probably go to church more often than I did other times.
Well, like Tupac said, if you're scared, go to church. I know it hurts.
What the fuck is this guy on? Did you just do the strip club, bro?
No, not at all.
Oh, you're still there?
No. Well, actually, I could be if I wanted to be, but no, I'm not at the club. No. I watched the little bit of Bellator tonight.
What did you think about the little bit of Bellator that you watched? Did you watch the main event?
I watched the main event.
Did you think they had the right winner?
What's that?
Did you think they had the right winner?
I do.
Do you think that fucking scorecard from the third judge was even close to being fucking right?
No. I thought it was a very close fight, bro.
48-47,
48-49-46. Yeah, that dude was smoking something, bro. Hey, maybe he hooked up with Griselda Blanco, bro, and she fucking hooked him up fresh off the block.
I don't know.
You definitely was smoking something to come up with that 49-46.
I thought the Rickles just getting blasted. Is he done? Do you guys call him done?
No, I mean, he's done.
I think he'll regroup and come back, bro.
Isn't that the first time he's been finished?
No,
I thought he got knocked out the last time, too.
Last year.
Dude, Patrice, man, has some power, right? That's who it was. Was it Patrice or his brother?
No, it's
Patrice.
Patrice. Tricky. Ah, it's all right. You guys remember that song from the 80s? Oh, hey, speaking of, I got something fucking funny. Let me find it. Oh.
You know what's funny is when fucking Skip puts out the photographs because he knew he had the long hair, the sports coat, and the slip-on shoes. Fucking when trying to emulate Don Johnson from Miami Vice or Tubbs.
Dude, no fucking way, dude.
You know they got pictures from back then like that.
No, not me, motherfucker. I can guarantee you two ways from Tuesday. I'll show you a picture of me with long hair. I look like fucking Jesus. I had like fucking hair and a cheesy mustache like down to my fucking nipples. And then I woke up and I realized long hair's for fucking women.
Well, let's analyze the situation comparing that era to way things are now.
Hold on. Listen to this, Jason.
Tech support, my name is Kunal. How may I be of assistance?
Yeah, your website logged me out and now it won't take my password.
I can take care of that for you, sir. What site were you using?
Sticky Tits.
I'm sorry?
Sticky Tits. Dutchess.
Okay, sir. And can I get your username?
Oh, my name's Mark.
Hi, Mark. I said your username.
Dr. Cocter.
Oh, is that a D-R or
it's
is it...
spelled out.
And for security purposes, what was the name of your first pet?
Charlie, but that's not what I wrote down.
What did you write, sir?
I put, screw this question, I want to jerk it.
And we're good. Now, what video were you watching?
I had a bunch of different tabs open, I don't know.
Anything you can remember, sir.
So is this necessary?
Yes, sir. It'll really help us get your account back up and running.
Okay. It was a guy and a girl.
You're going to have to be a little more specific, sir.
It was a babysitter, and the guy was dressed like a giant baby, and he had her up against the wall, and he was slapping her.
Where'd you find her?
In the face?
No. In the butt. He was slapping her butt. And it rippled.
I'm sorry, it rippled?
Yes, it was a close-up of her butt, and her butt rippled.
And was it around this butt ripple that you were logged off?
No, it was during the foot job. Is this being recorded?
For quality assurance, yes.
Okay, hi, who's that?
I'm a quality assurance representative.
Sir, I'm going to need a list of the search items that you used.
Well, I searched amateur.
And?
Interracial.
And?
Mother and daughter.
And?
Fisting, gagging, and tent rape.
I'm sorry, that last one?
Yeah, it's short for tentacle rape. Look, is...
Sir, how often do you access our site?
I'm sorry, who is this?
I'm an account representative.
Okay, I go on once every couple of weeks.
That's not what my records are showing.
Then what did you ask me for?
All right, sir. I'm going to have to ask you to recreate the events leading up to the problem.
You mean do what I was doing right before?
Yes.
No.
Well, I can always delete your account.
Okay, all right, fine. Let's hold on. First, I emptied a bottle of lotion into my hand, belt around my neck, and nipple clamps. And while I was watching the video, I would whisper to myself, ooh, just like that, just like that. Now, do you have everything you need from me?
Please, sir, go on.
Go on. And I was about three knuckles deep, up inside my own...
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Who's that?
Kevin?
Okay, Kevin, what do you do? Yeah, okay, how many people are on this phone call right now?
Hi.
Hey.
How are you?
Guilty.
What's up?
Okay, thank you. I'm getting off now.
Oh, no.
Oh, come on, you're blue balling us.
Bye.
Oh, that's some great shit. Oh, I love that. Oh, Jason, don't be mad. I cut you off for that shit. He hung up. He got all mad. He was like, he just sent me a text. Fuck you, Skip. You Mexican Jew.
See, bro, I mean, these guys, they can't get upset like that. Little buddy needs to call back in.
Call back
you
in, little buddy.
You fucking sidewalk sissy, bro. Make me listen to that bullshit.
What's
wrong with you, man?
Shit.
It's dude. Fucking ridiculous, bro. Like, who wants to listen to it? It's like a bad infomercial, for God's sake.
I'm sorry that we recorded your phone call and we just played it on air. My apologies.
Yeah.
Dude, I love that fucking skit, dude. That is some of the funniest shit. Did you smack her in the face? No, on the butt.
The Father's taking a moment to reflect on the fact that Jesus is all right, guys. It's all right.
We love you, Jesus. Thank you for blessing us on this holiest of holy days, the Sabbath. I shouldn't be on a computer, should I? Because the sun's down. I'm using electronics. I fucked up. I need to say
dude,
some helmet.
You're not Persian, dude. It's Persian New Year right now.
Really?
Yeah. Well, like, I think over the last few days it's been Persian New Year. I've seen a lot of Persian people with grass on their photo album, so I think that means that's, like, the symbol of the Persian New Year.
No, that's them fucking Persian hipsters falling for one of those stupid jump-in-the-water kind of things or change your shit to a giraffe.
Poor Skip.
Poor Skip. I didn't see Roxanne jumping at it. She said, pay me.
Roxanne who?
On the show the other night.
Yeah. Dude, but she's a girl.
Yeah, but I'm the same way. You want me to play this hipster
game?
Right,
too, huh? So then you were lying. So then your story that you told me and Jeff about needles and urethras is not true then if you're a girl.
No, I said I'm like her. You want me to jump in some water, you're going to have to pay me. Otherwise, I'm not playing this hipster stuff.
Hey, dude, I just wasn't going to allow a 45-year-old man to try and do something that I couldn't do.
Hey, by the way, you were right.
45, fucker. 45, asshole.
Hey, Jeff, did you jump into a bathtub with arm rails?
I didn't take a walker to the end of the dock.
Hey, by the way, Carl just sent me a message. It is Persian New Year's. He just sent me a link from Sabah's page. So big shout out to the man upstairs. Peace. Pour a little out for my homie, Carl. Hey,
I think he's insinuating that you are now dead.
Oh. Well, did you see he's giving away a package to name the Shaggin' Wagon?
No.
Yeah, he got, you know, the new Madman Mobile that he's got up there with the camper.
Yeah.
He's trying to name it. I think he should call it the Zufa Zombie Killer and have it, like, airbrushed, saving one zombie at a time. That's what
no,
I think he should.
That's stupid.
What would you name it if you had a badass rig with a camper to travel to MMA shows? What would you name it?
I'll come up with it in the next hour and 12 minutes.
You got it. There you go, fans. Send in your names, numbers, and banking account information along with Social Security, and we'll pick a winner.
I'm thinking... What would I... So it's an... You get to name... The
like, see,
new...
I've always named, like, my truck is Goldie. I had a Pinto, which was the green bean. You know, I had Calvin the Ditch Hopper, which was a Corolla. Men name vehicles. A lot of men do. So... I think, dude, he's right. He should do a contest. I like that thinking. Naming it, you know. But it's got to be something cool, you know. It can't be, like, cheesy, like, you know, the penis mobile or something, you know. That I mean, it's just...
Well, I've been sitting here looking at a picture of the whip itself.
That thing's fucking clean, bro. Do you know that thing's been put up every single winter? It's never seen
snow.
It looks
like about a 78 or an 80. 78 or 80?
I think it was a 77. It's the same year as mine.
Carl, what's the year?
I think it's a 77. Dude, but he was telling me that guy who owned it, one owner, like, garaged it every winter. That thing looks killer. He said the inside's immaculate.
77. Four barrel. I think he's got a four barrel then.
Hell yeah, Yearn. Big shout out to our man in Norway, the president, rocking it. Love what you've been sending us. Get that fucking Google figured out.
It's not going to be fair though if I give away the winning name of the ride tonight on the show. I mean, then what is everybody going to have to? Nobody will enter.
Well, no, you give it away
for a couple days.
Dude, turn around and give it away to a fan. Have a contest.
Turn around and give it away to a fan.
Yeah. What you do is when you win the
name
contest.
No, I'm not going to make somebody a winner that was a loser.
No, what you do is you take the prize.
I was the winner.
I know, and you take that prize package and you go on your Facebook and you have the nicest boob contest. You have girls send you pictures of their boobs, and the winner gets a prize pack. Sounds like a plan.
That does sound like a plan. Or do an ass contest. One or the other.
Yeah.
We may be on to something here, Skip. We may be on to something. It may be something that actually happens live and in person at...
Budo.
Budo Fights.
We should do a live stream from the new studio after Budo Fights, and we'll call it Show Us Your Titties Contest.
Hmm.
Or we can call it Casting Couch with Madhouse.
I'm not against that either.
Oh. Actually, the new studio is going to get some badass couches. I was trying to convince you.
I'll make sure I bring my couch covers with me to sit on it.
I'm going to rent that shit out like we're Simi Valley.
Here's an interesting thing, and kind of a crash dummy thing to do, I guess, that I saw on the news tonight. You know what some fucking 46-year-old man did tonight out of Marion County?
Well, don't fucking make us wait. What the fuck? Tell us.
Yeah, dude.
He decided to fucking drive drunk from wherever he was, got the DUI, but when they got him for the DUI, decided to search the car. Guess what they found?
A tied up five-year-old in the trunk.
10 pounds of fucking weed, bro.
Nice.
Okay, I got one. What about that lady that Google Maps, mapping those islands wherever found, that's been trapped after her and her friends got in that shipwreck? 7 years this chick's been on this island. And in the article, it says, dude, straight up, took her a month to figure out how to get fire. It took her, I think it was 6 to 8 weeks, she said, to figure out how to build herself a shelter. But one of the first things she came across was, a couple of days into it, she was super hungry, and she found a smaller goat, a bunch of feral goats that were living on the island. She took a clamshell and took hours to cut that thing's head off. I love this lady, folks. I don't even know her. But any chick who could take a clamshell, not a rock, not a stick, not a knife, not a jagged piece of the ship, not something else, a clamshell, and decapitate a goat and cook it up, you're my next wife.
I heard that story was bullshit.
Hold on, let's see who
that
we got.
That has to be stupid ass telling the story.
Hey, well, what's up, killer? Welcome to the show.
What's going on?
We're talking about
the racing asshole is here. Damn right.
How you been, man? How you been?
I've been all right, man. I've been MMA. I mean, missing in action for a while.
Yeah, you have been, man.
Dude, we thought Skippy ran you off, bro. Is that true? Is there any truth to that rumor? What? That's what he's been saying to everybody, bro. He ran you off. And
see, it would have been better if you would have said, Skip's been telling everybody he beats you down in a kickboxing match, and that's why you haven't been on
the
show.
There you go. It would have sounded a lot better.
Yeah. Yeah, because then he would have been like, I've seen Skip. He's short and fat. He can't fight.
Fat. Skip.
I guess we've already talked about the cool fights that went down tonight. What's on tap for tomorrow, folks? Who's doing what? Well, we got KSW tomorrow. We got the big title up. Everybody should have seen the weigh-in pushing and shoving match with Silva. I think that's an interesting fight. Lapaki, I'm going Silva. Obviously, you're going for his competitor. It's a good
Michael fight. Materla is going to kick your ass, boy.
It's a good card, man. Cage Warrior 66 is tomorrow. Folks, the challenge, it's a Muay Thai event. That's kicking off tomorrow. There's a bunch of good stuff going down tomorrow. Sparta's tomorrow. What else do we got tomorrow? Muay Thai in Bangkok. Somebody should have Tapology open and be ready for this shit.
Dude,
and
what do you want to know about tomorrow, boy?
Did you guys see the announcement? Did you guys see the announcement that Brian Gumbel's doing a story on Silent Fox with HBO Sports tonight?
No.
Silent Fox has a fight coming up in Russia, I think.
Who has a fight coming up in Russia?
Silent Fox.
She just fought tonight. She beat Heather Bat.
Wayne Brady.
That was the first part. There's like a three-part series that I saw announced that Brian Gumbel's doing with her, bro.
Where did she fight tonight?
Crazy. XFO, I think.
I believe.
Yeah, Heather Bassett.
Okay. Speaking of Russia, what's up, dude?
That's the same event that Kelly Warren got hurt on or whatever, Jason, because she was supposed to fight Pearl, right?
Yeah, something happened. She went to the hospital or something.
What fight got canceled tonight because of the flu? I know I'm stoned. I can't think of it.
Well, there's a few fights. Pearl's opponent had something go wrong with her.
Legacy.
And then Leonard Garcia's opponent got sick and couldn't fight. And Daniel Gallimore's opponent had some kind of freak injury at his hotel or something today and was unable to fight. There was like four things tonight where it was like weird shit going down and motherfuckers weren't able to fight.
That's weird.
Hey, by the way, Brazil, thank you folks for naming your event such cool names. Mr. Fighter Combat 2. I love it. That's a great name.
So does your dog's mother.
So is your cat's legs.
Yeah, so is your urethra.
Dude, you need to quit talking about my urethra. Hey, by the way, tomorrow, don't we have we had XFC last week. Never mind. Dude, there's a lot of...
XFC is next week. There's an XFC next week.
That's what I'm thinking. Dude, there's a lot of events overseas this week and not a lot of stateside events.
Yeah, dude. Deep's getting ready to rock and roll off.
Yeah, Top FC, Storm, Europa MMA. Yeah,
Full
I mean, Arena.
Contender.
The Clash up in Utah, that's where our boy last fought. Big shout out to Lehigh Dominguez. Soldier, baby. Get out there and buy his shirts.
Buy the shirt.
Buy the shirt. Oh, hey, we have Henderson this weekend? That's right. Anybody
out
there?
I think that's the last TRT fight that they're going to allow.
Yep, it is. Do you know who's on the undercard, though? Will Chope versus Diego Brando.
I just don't think, as much as I'd like to see Will win that fight, I just don't think it's a good fight for him.
How
do you think the Hendo and Shogun rematch is going to go down?
I think it's going to be a knockout. I just don't know who. I'm worried Dan's going to fucking catch Shogun. I do. I think Dan's going to catch him. He's got that whole story in the contract and all this shit he's got hanging over his head. I mean, new kids, you know, all that jazz. I think he's got to win it. But I tell you,
why
here's a win.
Why would WFC pick, like, the one Sunday ever that the UFC is going to do an event to do an event?
Do you want the truth or what sounds best?
It makes no fucking sense.
Oh, this is the one down in Vegas that you're talking about, right?
Yeah. I don't understand some of these people.
They probably just didn't pay attention. I personally don't have, you know, I think Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday are all good days for MMA. It's just your product and when you push it and how you promote it, the time, the location. If you live in a bigger city like, you know, LA or San Diego or Portland, you could get away with a Thursday night or a Sunday night card.
No, I agree that you can, but I wouldn't pick the one Sunday when there's a fucking UFC card going on.
Oh, I don't
and, like,
disagree,
one of the most
but...
popular fighters on, in the history of MMA is fighting on it, and shit, two of the most popular fighters in the history of MMA.
But what's the time main difference?
Main event, fuck the card. Arguably, like, the best American mixed martial artist ever. And then, you know, probably the one of the best 205ers ever, too.
Oh, shit, dude. Yeah, it starts at the exact same time. Yeah, nobody's going to be there. They keep making some kind of interesting choices, going out of state to some places and not being well-received. I'm hoping that the event up here in Oregon turns out to be really good. I got a feeling, though, between me, you, and the people on the show, because nobody else is going to tell any of our secrets, I hope. I think Bama USA, when they come to Oregon, is going to put on the best pro card we've seen in a while. That's just my opinion.
Hmm.
I'm worried that the reason that, you know, WFC's coming up here is to do more of a showcase show for certain fighters. Whereas I know Bama's coming up wanting the very best fights, and they want pros at every weight class. They're like, dude, we're open, man. We want to know which fighters want to fight, and then we're going to hear what the fans want to see, and we're going to make it work. So I'm more excited because I think that they're going to try to bring in fighters from Oregon and Washington and Idaho and you know, really get some pro fights we all want to see.
I'm actually surprised that Brett's even leaving Cali, man. He's got that deal with the casino, you know?
Well, that's the thing is, I believe that the tribes are related in some fashion. They've got to be. Because he had Seven Feathers locked down, and I know that after the last event there, when Derek covered it for us, Derek covered the last MMA event there, that night they had Frank Mir there, and there was a bunch of fights in the crowd, and the Rez was like, dude, we're done with you guys. We're not doing any more events here. They've stuck strictly with boxing.
That was probably the same night that Miller and Uriah Hall got into it.
No, that was down in Bama. Another company was the one that did the event up at Seven Feathers. Hey, Beatdown, hey. Is that you?
Hey, what's up?
Yo,
what's up,
beat
killer?
Down. Beat it down, none bro. Was. What's up?
We're getting a full house tonight.
Yeah, full house tonight. Motherfucker.
Hey, what do you guys think about George Lucas's daughter and her progression in the MMA game? Is she ready for the big times?
What the fuck, George Lucas? Well, like, stop
being
that she's been doing
it
for like, being that she's been doing it for like 5 years, Skippy, I don't really see a big issue with it.
Well, I'm saying, wasn't she recently the deep champion? So is she
yeah.
ready to come to Invitka or the, you know, over here stateside and to perform against these girls?
I think that'll be money-driven opportunity. I think that's, you know, I think that that's a lot of what maybe some of these chicks that are fighting in Japan are waiting on is just they're making a lot better money over there.
Well, I'd like to see it. I'd like to see her come over, see what she can do here. Oh, guys, Cameron just posted a Twitter to Madhouse of the face-off. Uh-oh, look at that. He looks gangster. Arr. Bite him. Arr. Bite his ear, dude. Fuck with his head. That's what I'd be doing. So, Beatdown, what's going on down there, brother?
Oh, nothing much, man. I came down to watch Louisiana State Golden Gloves tournament.
Yeah, drop the bomb. Tell us who's in it.
Oh, my son's fighting, man, at 132.
Congratulations.
So, man, I appreciate it.
What pair
know,
is she guys in?
Hey, say again?
What parish are you guys in?
I don't know. I mean, I know I'm in the Lafayette.
Oh, shit, yeah, you're right there, man. Right in my old hood.
Come on, really?
Yeah. You go to the hospital. You get to go to the hospital, man. That's where I was born at.
So, So is today the first rounds, or is tomorrow the first round?
Well, tonight was the first rounds, but he got a bye, so he fights tomorrow. Well, in the morning. I'm sorry, this morning. So,
how much nerves has he shown his dad, or has he been like just tough, ready to do it?
Oh, he's tough, man. He's ready to do it. I don't know, man. They got some tough-looking kids around here, though.
So, is this what you're gonna try to, you know, keep pushing for him to go the boxing route, or do you want to see him go into MMA? Obviously, you have a huge passion for it.
He's doing boxing. He does wrestling. He's messing around with jiu-jitsu a little bit. So, I mean, he's only 13. So, that's what he likes, though, man. He loves boxing. I hope he stays with it for sure.
Well, I'll tell you what.
Has he hit anybody with a two-piece and a biscuit yet?
Did I see anybody with a two-piece and a biscuit?
No, has he used two-piece and a biscuit?
If you want to see that, just go over to fucking Churches, bro. If you need to see a two-piece and a biscuit.
Yeah, I am in Lafayette, so there may be a few of those people running around here.
Maybe you can find a Popeyes or a Churches on any corner over there, bro.
Oh, yeah, man.
Dude, do me a favor.
I didn't know they had Whataburger in Louisiana either.
Dude, do me a favor, because I don't have any Popeyes anywhere within, like, near me. Go to Popeyes, order some red beans and rice and a couple biscuits, and take a photo and send it to me.
I think I got that my screensaver, dude. I think Daniel Carmier might be making an order behind me, I think.
Be like, dude, Daniel Cormier, dude, that motherfucker.
This is his hometown, man. Everybody knows that cat.
Are we going to get an interim welterweight champion now that Hendricks is on the show?
Dude, that's a good question. That really is a good fucking question, because Condon's on the shelf. Obviously, Campman's not in the mix. So who's really in the mix besides Hector?
Lombard and Woodley need to fight. That's the fight they need to make.
For
Lombard!
Hey, Skippy, y'all were surprised they cut... Melvin Gallard.
Dude, I was surprised they cut him. I'm also curious to see where Minjavar is going to end up. I'd like to see him.
World Series of Fighting.
See, I want to see him go somewhere else, man. I want to see him go maybe to 1FC.
He goes to 1FC. Ooh. Yeah, but he's from Canada. It makes more sense for him to go with to go to World Series of Fighting.
Well, that's true. He's got a good following. He can obviously offer, you know, some reasons to get a good paycheck. Where does Melvin go? Does Melvin go the Bellator route, or does he go, you know, World Series, or does he go somewhere completely different?
Bellator.
Could you imagine if Melvin went down to EFC, bro?
He's not going to EFC, dude.
It would be great to see him. Dude, Potts just came over, so you guys give him Gallard.
I mean, I'm cool with that, but that's not happening.
I think that's Gallard's a fair fucking trade.
Gallard's still at WSOS.
So they've now cut the, you know, what, you know, 8 to 10 good fighters in the last 7 months. We got other guys coming up on cards that are here in the next couple of months that are, you know, shit or get off the pot kind of fights. You know, who got cut? We just said two guys so far, but you're, I mean, over the last couple of months that he's been cutting, they've been cutting fighters, you know, quite a bit. We've seen what, probably 12, 14 fighters this year cut already.
Might have to make a list.
I know they just did a round. Well, obviously they're doing a round of cuts right now. You're guaranteed to see more come.
Yeah.
Oh, Judo Grand Prix. Hey, Judo Grand Prix Day 2, I think, is going live in a minute. I'm going to find out right now. Oh, yeah, there's live Thai fighting on MCOT and Thai TV 7. Get on it.
Oh, word?
Yep. Right now.
Cool.
Oh, hey, Judo Grand Prix Day 2 is live. Thank you, Ernie. You're the man. I'm going to get that shit up on the wall, folks. It'll be on MMAMadhouse.com or Facebook. Carl's like, you guys are a bunch of fucking drunken idiots. Oh, dude, we got girls competing at judo. This is going to be a good one. See where Rhonda came from.
Did y'all watch Bellator?
Yeah. I missed her. Who fought?
Huh?
I said, I missed her. Who fought? Hello? Rickles fought Patricky. Got knocked the fuck out. By who? Rickles got knocked the fuck out by Patricky. Ferrari.
Really?
Like, who else got destroyed? What was a better knockout? Was the knee a better knockout than the Rickles tail?
I think the knee was a fucking, I mean, like, spot-on perfect knockout. Guy's arms stiff in the air, falling backwards like a dead tree.
No, man. All right, I didn't watch it.
Oh.
What are you asking about it for?
Man, it sucks.
What's fucked up?
Nothing, man.
It was a ton of fun.
I bet you.
Okay.
I mean, Emmanuel Newton is your Bellator champion?
Yeah.
This is real life?
Well, would you have been much happier with King Mo?
King Mo is about to get passed by Rampage.
I mean, dude, let's be honest. Really, Rampage being a champ? Come on, none of those guys being a champ.
Dude, Rampage, I want Rampage. I could definitely get behind Rampage being the Bellator champion.
Dude, let's
be
honest.
Rampage do win.
I'm a huge fan of Rampage, but him being a champion of Bellator doesn't mean that you're fighting even remotely the best in the world. He's not top 10 anymore. I mean, you got a champion who's not top 10 and past his prime in his career by, you know, a good portion. What does that really say if you beat him?
You beat Rampage.
Okay, so the guys who beat Fedor, they can run around saying they beat Fedor, but they didn't beat the best Fedor ever. They didn't beat Fedor in his prime. They didn't beat Fedor.
Oh, man, listen. They beat him. Doesn't matter if he was in his prime or not. He stayed in there still fighting. Come on.
Oh, I'm not saying that they didn't beat him, but they didn't beat Fedor that everyone wanted to face in his prime. They, you know, that's like me going and beating up on a fucking 65-year-old Larry Bird on basketball court. Hey, it's Larry fucking Bird, no doubts, but at the same time, let's be honest, it's not Larry Bird in 78.
You're not beating Larry Bird at 78.
Not today.
He's getting kicked by Landon.
We're not even starting that shit tonight, dude. I'm not getting beat up by Landon. It's just that simple. I like my fucking...
You already are.
No, I'm cleaning some fucking mats at the gym, and you're getting the leg kick. Laugh it up, big guy. I worked a nice deal with him last night. I'm like, dude, I will exchange the hardest leg kick in the world for cleaning your mats, every mat in your gym. He's like, well, who's going to take the kick? I said, Jeff. He's like, done.
Sweet.
He didn't even
can hardly wait. Can hardly wait. I'm just going to check it.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. The fuck I'm not. The only thing worse than checking a kick is not checking a kick. You bet your ass I'm going to check it.
Do you mean like write a check to keep it from happening?
No, I don't have checks. That's for old people.
Shut up. I just went and got checks today, three like counter checks, because I had to write some checks to pay some bills. I usually pay cash, but some people don't want cash, which I found is kind of fucking odd.
Yearn. Shogun all night, all day, buddy. Shogun all day. No hendo this time, bro. No hendo.
Hey, by the way,
who else is on the Shogun train?
I want Shogun to win. Actually, you know what? I like them both. It doesn't really matter to me. Those guys, actually, they should just give up fighting, though, because they're past their prime. Once Shogun got hurt, it was just like the end of the world for him.
See,
I think the lack of TRT for a lot of these guys is going to really just speed up the retirement process.
Good. That'll be after this fight. And this fight is going to work for him.
Yeah, but...
And Shogun's going to...
Look, I understand Dan Henderson because, what's he, 42, I believe? But Shogun's, what, 34? He's still got a year or two, maybe even three, of good performance left without having to use TRT.
Nah, he's done.
Because let's be honest.
You think the fight's going to still be as epic as it was the first one?
Yeah. I do.
Okay.
I think somebody's getting knocked the fuck out.
Is the first one as epic, though, knowing that Henderson was on TRT?
Yeah, because
does that make a difference?
Dude, if I can't punch you, it don't matter how much fucking TRT I'm on. If I can't take you down, it don't fucking matter how much TRT I'm on. If you can't stop my game plan and me beating your fucking ass, dude, TRT ain't going to help you. It's like baseball, dude. You're the one who loves steroids. You're a big steroid opponent. You're like, everybody should do it from 5 years old to 55, but you do it as well as I do. If you can't hit a fucking baseball, you could be as roided out as Jeff was in 88, but it ain't going to fucking help.
That's not true.
What are you talking about?
Because look at Ken Caminiti, bro. Look at Ken Caminiti. He had a long career playing baseball. He couldn't do shit, but he was juiced up out of his fucking mind.
He could hit the ball. Hey, so what? He had a .212 fucking lifetime average. He was able to get on base 2 out of 10 fucking times. Dude, that works.
The paycheck.
If you can't hit the ball, right now if I went and got Ronnie Coleman and put him in the batter's box, I could get an 8-year-old to strike that fucker out.
I doubt it, bro.
But if Ronnie connected and he could connect consistently, he would be in the starting lineups for the fucking Yankees.
The Yankees.
Gagan Gill missed weight.
Yeah.
4 pounds.
Fight
Rob.
Yeah. But Brett said, just, you're good. Get ready for tomorrow. Brett doesn't care if he weighs 190 pounds, so plans on beating his ass.
Hey, fellas.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm going to give you all a shout, man, later. You got an early morning, man.
You got it, brother.
Peace out.
Thank you.
Hopefully the kid whips some ass tomorrow, brother.
Oh, man, I will video.
Oh, yes. Dude, let us know how he does, man.
Hey, man, get a list of some prospects for us, too, man. Always want to learn about who the little squabbers are down there.
All right, sure will. Hey, you see...
What'd you say, Jeff? You got real girly sounding.
Yeah, I just want to use my wife's voice.
Damn, you're really, you should get hired in Hollywood.
I should. Yeah. Again.
Peace, brother.
Peace.
Later,
MMA
bro.
Beatdown, later, everybody. Dude. Get out there, check him out, follow him, stalk him. He lives on the corner of 3rd and 18th on West Lafayette Boulevard. Find his house. Toilet paper it.
Later, fool.
Later.
He's such a good friend. Everybody should have a fucking friend like Kev.
Oh, dude, Beatdown is good, folks, man. I love that cat, dude. He is really good to us. I like working with him, man. He's a good guy. He's got some great, great fights and fighters he's turned us on to down there in Louisiana. I love working with that cat, man. He's a good guy. And I'll be honest, you guys know I'm not a huge Zuffa fan, but his championship belt signed by all those fucking champions is pretty goddamn cool to have in your collection.
Yeah, dude, I wouldn't mind breaking into his house and stealing that. Where would that rank, Skippy, on your list of heists? Where would you put, if you could get your hands on that belt successfully, where would you rank that in your...
Because of my passion for the sport?
Five?
Yeah, it would be top three, because you're talking 17 world champions, and the Zuffa Corporation, past and present, have signed that belt. And I'm talking guys from, like, Chuck Liddell all the way to today's, you know, champions. Like, you know, so... I mean, that's one of the coolest pieces of me. I've never even seen a championship belt signed, you know. And he had a buddy, I guess, you know, do it all for him and frame it and glass it and all that stuff. But I mean, some of the names on there are legendary names. I mean, that would just be cool. I know it's a Zuffa belt and it's a beautiful, you know, piece of artwork. It really is. But the names alone, man. I mean, that's. I'm going to see if I can find that list of names real quick, actually. Somebody else can fucking talk. It ain't going to hurt.
I'm wanting to hear Jeff say something.
what do you want to say?
I'll bring some things up. I'll talk about some things there. So I was on Fight Science, and they were asking, "What are the three? Well, what promotion's gonna, you know, has a good chance of taking out the UFC?" So they had Bellator as one. They had, I think, Legacy Fighting as two, and then they had Glory, and then they had some, you know, some other random shit, like some other shit that you can put. And I went on there and I put Glory, because every show Glory is, like, produced has been better than the UFC.
I got another
event
coming up in a couple weeks.
Huh? Oh, yeah, the light heavyweight championship.
Yeah.
But I agree that Glory's put on great album, great events, but the thing is, Glory is different than MMA big time. I mean, obviously, anybody out there obviously knows that. It's common sense. But the events, the fights, the spectators, the ability to go to these oddball locations in rare parts of the world and sell ridiculous amounts of tickets. They are able to put on fights with fighters. We might see, you know, Shimmy or, you know, Badahari or Gogan Saki or some of these guys. We might see him fight 4-5 times in a year, and we might see him fight the same guy twice or even 3 times. That's what the fans of that sport look forward to. The UFC and the Zuffa fucking Zombies, they couldn't fucking fathom that. Seeing Johnny Hendricks fight 5 times in a year, 4 times in a year, that just, they would be like, what? You know, I mean,
yep.
It's a different sport. It's a completely different sell of a product. I just think it's so different than MMA.
Speaking about Johnny Hendricks, did you guys see that article that came out where he said he pays his management 50% of his purse?
Yeah, but see, they said, and I find this fucking hard to believe. They say it cost him $100,000 a year to house him and feed him and train him and pay for everything. And okay, maybe it does. Okay, no problem. But you gave away 50% of all sponsorship, bonus, and fight purse money to this guy. Okay, yeah, he got you where you wanted to be, and that's the UFC World Championship. But all said and told, your basic pay minus pay-per-view take-home before taxes was $75,000, okay, minus taxes, you know. It's not a bad payday. I'm not saying that's not a good payday, but I'm saying giving up 50%, I could understand 25 or 30. Look, these guys made the investment, I understand, to put you in a house, to pay your gyms, to build you your own fucking facility, you know. All these guys did this off a fire sprinkler company, and that's great. They're supporting the sport. They're huge fans.
Yeah,
of it. I got no
problem.
Also
own, they also own like oil, like an energy company or something as well, bro.
Yeah, I know. They own multiple businesses, and they're using it to build their product. And I have no problems with that. But look, you're paying $100,000 a year to support a man and his family and his career. I understand you have to have a return. But I just don't see signing 50%. I can understand 30. Look, if he makes $3 million in his fight career, $1.5 million go to the owner or his management, and $1.5 million go to him before taxes.
Insane.
I just think it's too much. 50%, man, that's insane.
Give me the money. Give me the money.
What about Hector Lombard? That motherfucker walked out with a flat $300,000.
He's a
well,
smart
he
motherfucker.
He got like a $700,000 like signing bonus with it when he signed with the UFC, I heard.
Well,
yeah, dude, he's like Hector Lombard's the guy that like he can't really afford to lose because once he loses, they're gonna cut him just so they can renegotiate his contract or just not even re-sign him.
Yeah,
because they don't want to pay him $300,000 every time he fights. You know, I mean, he doesn't get a win bonus, but still, dude, he's
smart.
Fucking.
He used his talents to get paid. That's what we talk
about.
Yeah,
I'm not saying anything, but I'm saying don't lose because if once he loses, man, that gravy train is coming to a fucking screeching halt.
Agreed.
Pretty much.
But if he keeps winning and he becomes the number one contender. And he's the most valuable product in that weight class minus, you know, obviously Hendricks because he's the champion. Then he can walk in there and say, my contract's over. I'm number one contender. $300,000 for a title fight? You can blow me, Dana. The fans know it. You know it. I'm the number one contender. We're going to put it together. I want a cool $650,000.
Yeah, but dude, once you're in a title fight, you're getting pay-per-view points, so.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
this all depends, you know.
But I think he needs to continue going flat rate. I think these guys who go win bonus shit, I think it's dumb. You give me fucking $200,000, let's fight. I don't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way to do it. Fuck these stupid
bonus. Give me all that money.
Yeah.
Yep. Give me all that money.
you could keep your fight of the night fucking bonus, because I still made fucking three times what you made with that asshole.
You know what's so funny? And the fight of the night bonus is what? Fucking 50,000?
Yeah.
Fuck that. Dana's such a fucking cheap son of a bitch, man.
See, dude, here's what's cheap.
I mean, dude, let's think about it. We're saying, dude, $50,000 is cheap. Dude, it's 15 fucking minutes, bro. What more do they need,
look,
you know? I mean,
look, here's what you do. You go in there and you say, I'm giving out one bonus every event if it's earned. It's a $100,000 performance of the night bonus. I don't care if you sub him, tap him, or beat him and rape him on the ground with your fucking fist until he's screaming for his fucking mama. I will pick one fighter every event if I feel that they've performed, and I'll give you a $100,000 bonus. You know how many more finishes we would see?
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, they do that already, and you know what they have going on right now? They have a fucking – they've had more decisions in the last four cards than they've had in the previous 40. They had, like, 11 of 12 – like, three events ago, like, 11 of 12 fights went the distance. Like, the first time that they went to the performance of the night bonus and got rid of the finish of the night and just went to that performance of the night bonus, like, that night they had, like, 10 or 11 out of 12 fights went to decision.
See,
this
but,
is why I love – go ahead.
No. I was just going to say, I think this comes to people playing it safe because they're afraid to get cut.
Yeah, but, there's nothing wrong with getting cut. Dude. I mean, at some point, MMA is going to have to embrace the boxing model. Like, the boxing model is the right way to have – to run a fight organization. Like, you have different promotions. Nobody's tied to one promotion unless you're a champion. And then, you know, you just fight whoever's going to fucking promote you the best. Maybe you sign with a promoter if they're going to, you know, cut you a big deal like Floyd got with CBS. But other than that, you're just doing one-offs. And you're just bouncing around, and that's how you make money. You know, but doing fucking five fight deals over 2 years, that ain't no way to fucking make no money. I mean, how much do you expect to get paid for 75 minutes worth of work? You're not selling a million pay-per-views. You're not selling a million tickets. You know, I mean, shit, Jeff, what's a good pro ticket seller? Like 150 tickets maybe? Like a good one on average?
Yeah, a real good one would be, yeah. A real good one. That's rare. Let's sell like 50.
What do you think the average is? 50, 60 then?
Less than 50. Probably 30. For real. You're going to average them. You got like two or three guys that would be like big time ticket sellers, and then you have some guys that won't sell none, or one or two, or, you know, just probably four or five guys on a card that will sell just a handful of tickets, six, something like that. You'd be amazed. Fighters who are real good. Some kill it. 50. 300. That's a lot. That make any promoter real happy.
Now, look, I know we're talking these big numbers. Now, we're talking main event UFC guys. Let's drop down and talk about a guy who's 12-1. The UFC comes knocking at your door. Do you pass up a four-fight deal that's going to possibly take you 3 to 4 years to really fill and take, you know, a lesser pay going to the UFC? Let's say they offer you 8 for your first one, you know, 8 and 4 for 12 total. Or do you go to the World Series of Fighting for a 2-fight, you know, 1-year contract for 20?
We are. Some of their goal is just to get to the UFC. I think they'd fight for fucking Cracker Jacks. No matter.
Well, they all do,
money,
and then they complain about it. They're already doing that, fighting for fucking nickels and pennies just because they want to be able to fight in the UFC.
Yeah.
I don't think it's smart.
Now you can give away all your leverage when you're doing shit like that.
Yep.
That's why fighting for the UFC is the worst thing ever.
Better places to fight, that's for sure.
But
say that again, I couldn't hear you.
Say that again, Jeff.
I said there's a better places to fight, for sure.
You're damn right.
I mean, if fighting for a paycheck is the issue, then you take where you can get the most fights for the most money, period. If fighting
True.
To face the best competition out there, then you need to research each league. You need to know who's in your weight class and not worry about anybody
fucking
out. Yeah,
but predominantly, if you're looking to fight the best guys out there, you got to go to the UFC.
I
don't
agree.
What weight class
I
you
agree
want
to
talk to about.
A point.
70% of every top 10 are guys in the UFC.
In
every weight class, except maybe 125. Maybe not 125. But I would even tend to think more than likely 125.
But it's changing. With them cutting guys who some are legitimately still top 10ers, you know, for whatever reason they cut them, doesn't matter. When you're starting to see those guys go to other leagues and the up-and-comers that are as good as the UFC up-and-comers making waves, like, you know, in the UFC, in another couple of years, they're going to have 50%, and the other 50% is going to be out there in other places.
I know that you're referencing Yushin Okami with your cutting top 10 guys. But, like, really,
well,
I mean, if you think about it, Yushin Okami is a guy that's fought for the title. He was unsuccessful. And at the time of his cut, Anderson was still the title holder. And it's like, what are we going to do? Like, keep watching these guys, like, fight the same dude? No, man. Send him on his way. Let him go, you know, be the champion at World Series. You know, and it's just better for everybody. I mean,
I agree. But using him as an example, if I'm World Series of Fighting, and I come to you, and you're a 12-1 cat, and I say, look, you want to test yourself, I'll give you a fight against Yushin. You know, you want to fucking fight Yushin and see where you're really at, I can give you that, and I can give you the paycheck behind it. That's my point.
You trying to use him as the gatekeeper?
Well, it's going to start to happen more and more with guys, the way the UFC cuts them. Look, you're going to tell me that I take Melvin Gallard and I put him on my card and you go to war with Melvin, you know, and you're able to get a victory, that's more important than if you go to, honestly, MFC and you beat their number one guy. Melvin still has weight behind him. Finch still has weight behind him. Obviously, I'm a big fan of Paul Harris still has weight behind him. The list goes on. Ben Askren, right now, in my book, is the best in the business in his weight class. Nobody is better than him. And nobody can fucking seem to figure out that fucking Rubik's Cube. And so you're going to tell me if I go over and fight him and beat him that that's not legitimacy? You know, more and more top-ranked guys are not fighting in the UFC. And in a couple of years, you're not going to have to go to the UFC to test yourself.
True.
That's my point.
Yeah, dude, but you're preaching to the choir, Holmes. You're getting your panties all up in the wad right now. You're like getting hot under the collar with people that all agree with you.
Well, you know, Ben Askren right now is the number one motherfucker.
No, he's not number one, bro. He's number
he
three.
Is. Who, dude?
Number
who
three.
The fuck? Do you think Hendricks is going to beat him? He will dry hump him all night long in the game of wrestling. He is a better wrestler than Hendricks.
I don't think so.
All day better wrestler than Hendricks.
Robbie Lawler,
Robbie Lawler's going to get taken down, too, and get ground and pound.
And I still think Carlos Condit is the number one welterweight on the planet.
Don't tell that to Tyrone Woodley.
I'll tell that to Tyrone Woodley.
Didn't he just recently lose?
No, Carlos just lost. Condit lost to Woodley, but it was due to an injury. And, like, I wasn't impressed with that, you know, about his character, because the fact of the matter is, you won off an injury. Yeah, true enough, what you said is true, that the injury was caused from your takedown. But still, man, that doesn't warrant you to be a number one contender, man. Your performance was not impressive by any means.
No, I mean, he was starting to lose that into the first round.
Who was winning the whole fight, though? That's what matters.
At the time of the injury, the fight was even. Because, like, while Woodley maybe won the first 3 minutes of the first round, I felt Connett won the last 2 minutes and then was winning the second round up until he got hurt.
I think they should match Woodley with Rory McDonald. See how well he does.
What about Gunner? Can we throw him in the mix? Or is he
how
still
about
too
Gunner
far
versus
outside?
Steven Thompson? Why not Gunner versus Wonderboy Thompson?
That's a good fight. I think that would actually be a good fight. I think it would be an exciting fight. Is Gunner
ready? Or Gunner
ready?
Versus Jordan Mean.
Jordan Mean's like fighting on the Orlando card. I don't know who he's fighting, but he's fighting somebody in Orlando on April 19th.
Well, I know Rory's been up there training with him.
Which sucks for me because I'm going to be in Atlanta that weekend.
Hotlanta?
Yeah, I'm going to be going with Jose Figueroa for his fight.
That's the title fight, right?
No, that got pushed back till June when I found a replacement fight for him. We're fighting a kid by the name of Ghetto Jones.
Ghetto, hold on, did you just say Ghetto Jones?
Yeah. Tommy Ghetto Jones.
What, and what part of Florida is he from?
He's from Georgia.
Coral Gables? Oh, I thought you were going to say he's from Coral Gables.
Well, he's from Georgia. We're going up to fight him in his hometown. He's just going to get choked out. I'm not really too concerned with it, to be honest with you. I was actually really surprised that he accepted the fight with Jose.
Top FC is going to be streaming today, folks. You can go to Asia MMA. They've got links up, and so does Rear Naked Smoke in the chat box.
So who else?
Oh, man.
So who's ready for WSOF 9 next week?
You are.
I'm actually looking more forward to watching M1 Challenge 47 the following week.
Dude, M1's been doing a great job of producing.
I like what they're doing over there.
Obviously, we all big fans of Lee, and we wish him the best of luck against Morak, and he can go over there and get that title and bring it back home. But, I mean, they've got great cards they've been building the last couple of cards. Take away the fucking bullshit fight that Deuce put on, laying that big fucking egg. But, dude, that main event was fucking classic, and their champion at 205 is a fucking beast. I mean, he has, I don't know, 5 titles now. I think he has 4 or 5. But, man.
M1 hired some publicist out of Boston that's handling things with them to, get them into some of the mainstream media over here. And kind of raise a little more awareness, and I think that some of the things that they're doing, I think a lot of fans paid attention, obviously, when they were on Showtime a few years ago. I think between now and very near future, a lot more people are going to start paying more attention to them aside from the, the diehard fans, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
They're doing a lot of good things, and, I can't say nothing bad about them at all.
Hey, I agree 100%. I've loved him for years, but Lepaki, did you know Chris Gutschmacher, the guy we had on the show last year, he's fighting Guns, dude. World Series. Yeah. I just pulled up the card. The prelims. He's the second to last prelim. Chris Grootsmacher Mocker versus John Gunderson. And that record is completely fucking wrong, folks. Because that is not what his fucking record is, I'm telling you right the fuck now. John Gunderson is not 11-1.
What's his record?
34-15.
Ooh.
But they got it listed here as... Oh, they had... Okay, they put it backwards. They had to have put it backwards because... they've got Chris's record is 34-15. See, okay, so Chris is 11-1. That makes more sense. Because I was gonna be like, dude, I know he fought fucking more than 11 times just in the last 5 years.
You know, one of the other things too, going back to M1, that really impressed me that. You know, recently we were discussing because of some issues that occurred. They're actually right now we're working on putting something together for, you know, an American Fighters fight over there. Let's say something happens, you know, injury. You know, obviously you're covered if you're in Russia, man, but what if you need further treatment? You know, right now there's not really a whole lot in your favor, but they're working on trying to change that and make sure that the athletes are protected both, you know what I mean? And I like that. It just tells you that they support and they're there for them, you know, and not just fuck you, we made our money and here's your money and figure out on your own kind of shit, you know?
Yeah. No, that's cool.
And I can respect that kind of thing.
Just wanted everyone to know that Jesus is just all right with me. And actually, folks, we've got about 10 minutes left, and I'm crapping the show out, man. It's the last show ever in the Madhouse studio here. Next time you hear this show, it'll be in the new studio. I'm going to be breaking down all the equipment here tonight as soon as we hang up this show and packing the rest of it up and getting it the fuck on. And, hey, I got to do all you guys, all the fans, everybody who's hung out in this studio, been part of these shows here. Lapaki doing live shows here, video shows in this place, all the fighters, all the fans, all the Madhouse members that have been here. Man, we've had some fucking great times in this place, and it's kind of a bummer, but the new place is going to fucking rock even more.
You got a whole floor to yourself, if I remember right.
Dude, I got to get...
Is the studio doubling in size?
Oh, yes. It's getting bigger. And not only that, I've been thinking a lot about the new logo because I had the old logo painted on the wall here. And I'm thinking about having a fucking sign company just make me, like, you know, one of those, like, neon light signs that you would, you know, have on a restaurant or a bar. You know, the box sign where they slide that, like, thick-ass opaque plexiglass in there. Well, I could have my logo printed so fucking clean on that shit. So I'm thinking about doing that. Frame it up on the wall and shit.
Sounds like a plan, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Well, it was fun kicking with you guys. You fellas, I'm going to get some sleep so I can get up in the morning and go to my little man's baseball game in about 5 hours.
Hey! Peace, brother.
Yeah, man. Make sure he's got that Jeter jersey on so he can hit the ball right.
Man, you can eat a dick, bro, with that Jeter jersey shit, man.
Yeah, you're right, bro. He'd probably be better off wearing a Don Mattingly jersey.
Dude.
How about this?
Please. He must be thinking about Madley because you want to go for a mustache ride, man. Come on, man.
He's a mustache.
I'm just going with Madley because he's the greatest ever.
Oh, man, that's funny.
I'll give him props, dude. Even though I didn't like the team that he played for, he was a great baseball player in his day. You know, what the fuck y'all got to do when Jeter's not around to keep the team together after this season?
Dude, we're just going to fucking buy some more guys, bro. What do you think, man?
You know what?
Hands up,
man. And that's funny because you guys buy all these motherfuckers and you guys still can't win a fucking championship. Hey, Boston
Thank
won the championship.
27 of them. Talk to me about some of
them. 27 of them. Yeah, 27 of them back in the day when everything was mad corrupt. Yeah.
Right?
As you see now, they ain't winning shit.
I don't see anybody talking about, oh, Boston won fucking 35 basketball champions in 62. Who gives a shit? It's what you did today. It's what you do today. And
last time I checked as of today, we're the defending world champions, Labaki. So guess what? Suck a fat one on that one.
Dude. Look.
Even a blind squirrel finds a nut.
The Yankees are just like Oregon, okay? All this money thrown at a shit.
Oh, dude, don't even ever say that. Don't ever put those two words in the same sentence.
Dude, Nike University is no different than your Yankees. Let's throw all the money in the world at it. Still can't fucking win a championship.
I think that if you look at last two decades, who's won more championships, you'll find out that there's no team with the word Boston in it that will come up.
Hey, you know what? Check this out.
Actually, yeah, no, because Boston's won shit. The Patriots.
Boston's won what?
The team
how many has Boston won?
Check this out. I want you to remember this. When Boston finally won their championship, they had the greatest comeback ever.
Yeah.
In the history of sports.
Against who?
The Yankees. All right? And that's when the Yankees had all the good players. All the roid heads. And you motherfuckers still lost.
That's also the same year that the Red Sox had the roid heads. That's the same year that Ramirez popped and Big Poppy popped. And I mean, come on, man.
Oh,
you
boy.
You can sit here and try
to
act like
your whole
team fucking older than
now.
Hold on, big puppy.
Oh, my God. You are so salty right now. I love it. Yo, just remember that your team, your whole team is all roided out.
The Boston fucking team compared to the New York Yankees.
Hey, be a second-rate team. They had the greatest comeback against them, against the Yankees. They beat them and then
dude, after being fucking the worst team, I mean, dude, outside of the Cubs, you guys have the longest streak of not winning a fucking championship, dude.
Hey, guess what? Who won the championship last year? All right, then.
Exactly.
Wow.
Hey,
The
Yankees have won once since 2001. One time in the last 14
Terrible.
Seasons.
And before
Terrible.
That, Skippy, they won 4 of 5, bro. They won
yeah, that's
five
right.
of 7.
Yeah, how many of the shit they snatched Rocket from us, man. Rocket was pitching for y'all. Come on, man.
2000.
No, man, we got him from Toronto, bro. We didn't take him from the Red Sox. We took him from Toronto.
That's right.
Lepak, dude, you might have won 3 of 4 from 96 to 2000, but before that, you didn't win once since 78. Don't act like you're some fucking
dumb. Yeah, okay.
The year I was born?
Get the fuck out of here. And before that, they didn't win one for 96 fucking years. Like, motherfuckers lived a whole lifetime, never got to see the fucking Red Sox fucking win a fucking World Series.
The St. Louis fucking Cardinals have won more since 78, since the Yankees. They've won more championships, so they're the dominating fucking dynasty.
I don't hear you talking about the fucking Cardinals, bro. I hear
because
you over here tooting the horn of the Red Sox.
The fucking Houston Astros.
All right, LaPaca, let's compare cities, man. Let's just compare cities. Who has more championships?
Okay.
Because since you fucking love the Spankies and you love all New York teams, obviously, Boston beat fucking the Spankies down, fucking hands down. You want to compare
championships? Hey, check this out. let's not talk about New York because
let's
last
see here.
Time,
the New York Giants played
every
the New
time,
England Patriots in the Super Bowl. Who won?
Oh,
oh yes.
Wow. Two
the
times.
Giants,
there you go. Give them a
he
hand clap. There you go.
What happened to them this year?
What happened to
them
this
year? And they shined it up
they
real nice
even,
and they shoved it
they
right up Robert Kraft's ass.
Hey, they couldn't even win like seven games this year. All right? Your team fell
apart. Who cares
fucking
what
they
did this year, bro? We're talking
that's
about
right.
World
that, that's right. They were the champions, though.
And
remember,
they won
the championship.
They beat Boston.
And therefore,
they
the,
beat Boston.
A couple years, they've just been falling apart. What's wrong with your team? What about the Knickerbockers? What about the Knickerbockers? Every time the Celtics
yeah.
would go
fucking
against
Phil
the Knickerbockers.
Fucking Phil Jackson ain't going to be able to save that shit, man. Come on, bro.
Yo. Hold on.
Bringing Phil in ain't going to change nothing, man.
It was like one something to like fucking sixty or some shit like that.
They copied the Yankees
blueprint and the Boston Celtics championships
by bringing in Ray Allen,
Kevin Garnett. Because you know why?
I remember
you know
your name.
The
they used to call you Jawbone.
The Boston Celtics couldn't get it done with their own team.
LaPot, get off your knees for a second. Please get off your knees.
Hey. Hold on a second. No, listen to everybody. Hey, fuck. Right now, whether anybody wants to admit it or not, major sports championships, New York has 55, Boston has 34, Chicago has 27, L.A. has 22, Detroit has 22. So New York wins with the most major sports championships.
So?
So those two guys are arguing. What city? I'm sorry. I don't like New York, but the fucking facts are the facts.
Hey, you know what? That was the past. What about now?
That was the past.
All right?
Hey,
stop living on the past. Live now.
Hey, we've only got
New York's
living
New
now.
York's, yeah, listen.
I am
New
living
York's
now. New York's won a more
York,
recent Super Bowl. New York has a more recent Super Bowl. So,
hey,
I mean, I don't know what you keep talking about the Patriots for.
Hey, either
right,
way,
and
everybody, I want to
thank
Patriots
aren't even in Boston last time I checked.
No. Well, look, everybody, thanks
New
for
England.
Joining. I'm wrapping up the show. I want to say, Eagle, thank you. It's been a great run at this studio. See you at the new one. Eagle!
Osprey. So.
Fucker. Out.
Suck my balls. Everybody took my balls.